Two flags fly above my land and really sum up how I feel. One is the colors that fly high and proud, the red, the white, the blue. The other one's got a rattlesnake with a simple statement made. Don't tread on me is what it
says. Good morning, good morning, good morning, sweet, beautiful Texas. Cable Smith welcoming each and every one of you to the Cabela's Lone Star Outdoor Show, powered by Chevy Silverado and Hoff Power Polaris. Getting a little help there from our pal Aaron Lewis to kick things off on Texas' most entertaining, controversial, and conservation-minded hour of outdoor programming. My goodness, what a great time to be a Texas outdoorsman or woman. You know, the sand bass, crappie, and largemouth are all spawning all over the state, and the trout bite is on fire up and down the Texas coast. Also, the north zone for spring turkey is also open as of this weekend, so now the north and south zone seasons are underway, so exciting stuff there. So anyway, exciting times to be an outdoor enthusiast in the Lone Star State, and you know, we've got a lot to get into today, and so little time to do it, so we'll get things rolling by checking in with Bob Burnett, the newly elected president of Lone Star Bowhunters Association, a great organization, by the way, dedicated to preserving and promoting bow hunting in Texas. And Bob will be here to talk about the direction of the LSBA under his leadership over the next year. We'll also ask Bob about his favorite all-time bow hunt and, of course, let you know how you can get involved with the LSBA. So cool stuff on that front. Then, if you've been sleeping under a bridge or, completely removed from society over the past couple weeks, then you might not be aware that the great hunting and fishing state of Colorado recently passed some anti-gun legislation that could very easily land law-abiding and gun-carrying individuals like you and I in one of their plush jails. And Outdoor Channel producer Michael Bain recently wrote a letter that has since gone viral to Colorado Senator Steve King, voicing his displeasure and subsequent removal of his production company from Colorado due to the blurry and poorly laid out direction of the new laws. So we will try to get to the bottom of that situation that Colorado's facing and what, if anything, we can do to help get those laws reversed. Then we'll wrap up this morning's show by visiting with John McClure, board member of the upcoming Lake Fork Classic, which benefits the children served by Camp John Mark. So we'll talk some bass fishing for a great cause coming up here in just a little bit. So there you have it. It should be a great show. I know I'm excited about it. Real quick, a couple things off of the Lone Star Outdoor Show news desk. A reminder that Saturday, April the 13th, is the annual Frostbank Sporting Clays Challenge benefiting the children served by Buckner. Obviously, much like the Lake Fork Classic, these children need our help, and it's truly shooting for a great cause. I've got a team registered, and I hope that you and your buddies will be out there as well. So for more info, visit bucknerevents.org. What else here? Oh, yeah. Last weekend, I had the pleasure of accompanying our 2012 Photo of the Year winner, Justin Church, and his dad, John, to Coons Canyon Ranch in Rock Springs, where John actually shot a beautiful 29-inch Axis buck as part of their grand prize package as our 2012 winners. I also shot a nice black buck and really enjoyed the camaraderie. It's a beautiful ranch. The turkeys didn't play ball, but I think we were just there a week or two too early in their breeding cycle. But we've got the same prize package available to our 2013 Photo of the Year grand prize winner. So send in those monthly photos for a chance to win our 2013 grand prize hunt at Coons Canyon Ranch. Remember, all you have to do is win one of our 12 monthly contests to throw your hat in the ring for the grand prize. And we've got a great prize this month, a Manly Rods patented adjust-a-butt system, which those things retail for like $200. So just email me your best outdoor photo to cable@lonestaroutdoorshow.com. And we've got another great prize coming up for March, which I will tell you about next week. Sadly, on our visit to Coons Canyon Ranch, I did shoot and not recover an animal. Absolutely heartbreaking and sickening experience for me personally. And we will get into that next week. I'll tell you all about it, what maybe I would have done differently or not done differently in that situation. But hopefully live and learn. You never like to lose an animal. It's really a traumatic experience. And I will share that with you guys and gals next week. Let's take a quick break. When we come back, we'll be joined by Bob Burnett, the newly elected president of the LSBA. You're listening to the Cabela's Lone Star Outdoors Show. Hey y'all, Cable Smith here to remind you about Game Guard, the official camo of the Lone Star State and the Lone Star Outdoors Show. So whether I'm on the water or in the woods, Game Guard is the name I trust. Hitting the lake for the spring crappie spawn? Choose from 13 different colors in the microfiber vent back fishing shirt. These high quality feather light shirts offer unmatched comfort and performance. And my favorite part, they are virtually wrinkle free. Ideal for the outdoorsman or woman on the go. Maybe you're headed out to chase a big gobbler this season. Well, Game Guard's full line of outerwear is Texas Tough, made by Texas hunters for the Texas hunter. So do yourself a favor and visit GameGuard.net for all your hunting and fishing apparel needs. Game Guard, the official camo of the Lone Star Outdoors Show.
Manly Rods, get your hands on one. The Manly Rods Adjust-A-Butt System is the most revolutionary fishing product on the market today. This amazing system increases backbone strength, height, and sensitivity and allows the fishing rod butt to be adjusted to any desired length. The patent-pending Adjust-A-Butt System is standard on all Manly Rods and available to custom rod builders, which means endless customization possibilities for all you fishermen and fisherwomen. Check out ManlyRods.com. Manly Rods, feel the difference.
Hey everybody, this is Brian Spegnell from TexasMotorCars.com. I'm here today to tell you about the best place in Texas to shop for your next vehicle. TexasMotorCars.com is a family-owned and operated business located in Addison, Texas. We have a huge inventory of pre-owned vehicles and specialize in trucks and SUVs. Please visit TexasMotorCars.com today. Come see me, Brian Spegnell. Our phone number is 972-481-1660.
We all need a friend in the gun business, and that's why you should check out B&S Guns. Family owned and operated since 1987, we offer a lifetime warranty on all firearm purchases. At B&S, we have a gunsmith on staff at all times, and our 5,000 square foot building contains all your hunting and firearm needs. Open 7 days a week, we specialize in Nikon, Leopold, Browning, Remington, Swarovski, Benelli, Zeiss, and many more. Conveniently located in Garland, call 972-226-1816 or visit bsgunstore.com. That's bsgunstore.com. All right, listen up, all you Texas outdoorsmen and women. SDS Outdoors is a top-tier manufacturer and distributor of high-quality, feature-rich, luxury outdoor products. Their product lines include luxury deer blinds, deer blind windows, gun range towers, bow fishing boats, and a whole lot more. Call SDS Outdoors at 214-551-1530 or check them out online at www.sdsoutdoors.com. Chevy Silverado has been recognized by Vincentric for lowest total cost of ownership of any full-sized pickup. Based on factors like depreciation, fuel, and maintenance, visit your local Chevy dealer to find out why the Silverado is a smart choice. Based on Vincentric U.S. 2012 model level analysis.
Hey, this is Chris Knight, and you're listening to the Lone Star Outdoor Show.
I got a three-legged dog. I called Jake, got the wombat dance scars on his face. He tussled with the bear, came in second place. He comes back home every now and then.
Cable Smith welcoming everybody back to the Cabela's Lone Star Outdoor Show, powered by Chevy Silverado and Hoff Power Polaris. Thank you so much for tuning in today and sharing a little bit of your weekend with me. I sincerely appreciate it, as we are about to get into some serious bow hunting talk. But first, this segment proudly brought to you by Sendero Seed Company, Texas' number one seed company. They offer anything and everything for all of your planting needs. And if you want to keep a healthy whitetail herd, then give them a call at 1-877-610-SEED to place your order today. And remember, they even have the Dr. Deer-backed buck forage oats. Well, let's go ahead and get into one of my favorite Texas-based hunting organizations. You know, Texas has more hunters than any other state. Sadly, however, we don't have a high percentage of bow hunters relative to other states. But we do have a great bow hunting organization that I'm proud to be a member of, and so it is my pleasure to welcome the new president of Lone Star Bow Hunters Association, Bob Barnett. Thanks for dropping in.
Thank you. Glad to be with you.
Well, we're certainly excited about what the future holds for the Lone Star Bowhunters Association and are looking forward to the leadership that you will be providing over the next year.
Well, thank you.
Bob, how long have you been an avid bow hunter?
I've been hunting all my life, so I guess my hunting time adds up to about 40 years or so. Anyway, I grew up like a lot of people hunting with a rifle, and I got interested in bow hunting about 12 years ago, quite frankly, from watching, you know, hunting videos like the Realtree Monster Bucks series and stuff like that,
uh-huh.
and the Primos series, and watching those guys go out with the bow and shoot deer and elk just captivated me, and learned how to shoot and take up bow hunting, and kind of went from there.
All right. What style bow are you shooting?
I shoot primarily a compound. I dink around with recurves a little bit. My son has a recurve that I shoot a little bit.
Uh-huh.
But as far as hunting, it's with a compound.
Yeah, me too.
Nice. Well, hey, let's go ahead and talk a little bit about the LSBA. It's the Lone Star Bow Hunters Association. For anyone not familiar with our organization, why don't you tell us a little bit about the mission statement and our purpose?
Okay, the mission statement is simple enough. We're here to preserve and promote bow hunting in Texas. And our purpose is as a statewide group representing bow hunters. We're, you know, a volunteer nonprofit organization, and we're out there to introduce people to archery, introduce them to bow hunting. Our members have the opportunities to go on bow hunts that we organize. We do a lot of programs with youth where we introduce kids to shooting bows and arrows.
Very important.
Absolutely. They are our future, and we certainly need to cultivate them and get them to join in the fun and, you know, keep the sport going on down the road.
So does the LSBA have a presence in Austin? Or, I mean, obviously you've got the youth programs, but how else does the organization promote bow hunting in the Lone Star State?
We have a very good relationship with the Texas Parks and Wildlife Department.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we are, just as a technicality, we are not a lobbying group, so we don't have any lobbyists per se, but we do keep an eye on things. We have a legislative committee that keeps an eye on pending legislation, especially, you know, in years like this when the legislature is in session. We are also a member organization of a group called Texas Outdoor Partners, and that's a coalition of quite a variety of groups that have interest in the outdoors within Texas, and that's a group that disseminates a lot of information about what's going on with the legislature. So anytime there's anything that needs a watchful eye, we'll get notified about it, and if we are consulted for input on it, we can do so. Support the process that way.
Okay. Well, Bob, like we mentioned, you just were elected president of LSBA, and I know that you kind of have a vision for how you want to see things go over the next year. So what changes or new ideas will you bring to the table?
Well, you know, admit up front, we're in a bit of a rebuilding mode. You know, we're not, like I said, a nonprofit group, so we're volunteer-driven. We're hoping to improve some of our internal processes this year as a group and just how we do things. As an example of that, we're going to have our first council meeting by teleconference this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
As a statewide group, you can imagine if you're serving on the board and have a meeting somewhere, somebody's going to have to drive a long way to get there, and that's always inconvenient, especially with today's gas prices.
Right.
So one example of an improvement we're making within ourselves is to try to be more accommodating in how we do things like that. So we're going to do meetings by teleconference. We're going to try to boost our membership, increase our visibility, increase our profile. Pope and Young convention is coming up in a couple weeks in Dallas, and we're going to be very visible there, as an example.
Uh-huh.
We're going to continue our traditional activities that we've done. We provide youth archery ranges at a lot of events across the state. We're supporters of the Archery in the Schools program. We have a big banquet and fundraiser every year in June. This year will be in Bryan, Texas at the Brazos County Expo Center on June 22nd. So we'll continue to do a lot of things we've done in the past, but we're also going to try to find new ways to be of value to the bow hunting community, new ways to attract members, new ways to promote the sport of bow hunting.
Right.
We're working on a partnership with the Texas Youth Hunting Program, where we can, which is a very well-established program where kids can go on hunts of all types at ranches around the states. And it's a program that has historically been weighted more towards rifle hunting. They offer bow hunting, but that's an area that could use a bit of a boost and use some mentoring for the kids that participate in it. So we're going to get involved in that.
Awesome. And yeah, hey, one of my favorite things about my $25 annual membership with Lone Star Bowhunters Association is the magazine that is delivered to my house. And I just wanted to make sure that you guys were still going to keep that up as well.
Right. We're going to continue our magazine, try to make it more more relevant, more current. So we certainly provide the opportunity for members to send in stories of their hits and or their misses, as well as pictures of their trophies, that sort of thing. And we're going to look to make some improvements in our magazine too, possibly offering a digital version of it.
Well, that would certainly be a cool option to have. Bob, the LSBA is the only organization like this in Texas that's out there, you know, promoting the sport of bow hunting on this level. I encourage all of our listeners to get involved. You know, if you're passionate about bow hunting, there's no reason you should not be a member. How can folks join?
We do have a website. It's LoneStarBowhunter.com. We're in the process of getting it updated to reflect the new leaders that are in place. And let me take a minute, I guess, to comment on that. We, as you've noted, I was just elected the new president, but we also got a lot of other new faces on our executive council. And I'm really excited about that because it's going to give us the opportunity to generate some fresh ideas, you know, try to improve what we do and how we do it. And help us fulfill our mission.
Well, we are certainly looking forward to a fresh new take on the direction of the organization, you know, as you take control. And I know you've got a lot of great people that are working with you. Real quick, before I let you out of here, tell us about your favorite bow hunting memory.
Oh, wow, that's easy. This past season, I took my best buck ever, a very nice 6x6 typical on our family's ranch in San Saba. And he grossed 153 and netted 148. And it was my first deer to make the Pope and Young record book. In fact, I'm staring at him right now as we speak.
Awesome. Well, we will look forward to seeing you out at the Pope and Young biannual convention at the Dallas Anatole April 10th through the 13th.
Yeah, in fact, I was down there visiting with them yesterday because we are helping to sponsor a 3D shooting range for local archery in the school program kids to come to as a field trip on the Friday of the convention. So for the first time ever, there will be 3D targets set up in the park at the Anatole and kids flinging arrows at them. So
awesome.
We're really excited about that.
Very cool. Well, we look forward to seeing you out there April 10th through the 13th at the Pope and Young biannual convention. And if you're listening this morning and you're a bow hunter and you're not involved with the LSBA, I encourage you to get involved, at least become a member. You know, much like the NRA, there are certain organizations that flat out are just worth being a part of and need your support. So check it out, LoneStarBowhunter.com. Let's knock out a quick break. When we come back, we're going to get into the sticky situation that Colorado has put themselves in regarding their new gun laws. Outdoor Channel producer and TV show host Michael Bain will be here to talk about his recent letter to Colorado Senator Steve King that actually went viral. You might have seen it already on the internet, but we're going to get into all of that coming up after the break, only on the Cabela's Lone Star Outdoors Show.
Sunset, beer, bait, and ammo, yeah, they got everything in between. Yeah, they got anything, any old beer, drinking hell, raising bona fide redneck needs. They got you fishing.
Baskins, your Western and workwear headquarters, has all of the latest in Western clothing. Come on in to find the hottest styles of jeans, boots, hats, and belts from your favorite Western brands. Be sure to check out our great lineup of Wrangler fashions. Baskins is a Wrangler PRCA dealer with a full selection of your favorite Wrangler jeans and shirts. Also, check out Baskins' selection of workwear and flame-resistant clothing. Go to Baskins.com for all locations and store information, and check us out on Facebook for monthly contests. Baskins, Western and workwear.
Holmes Williams with Texas Insurance and Financial Services is a passionate outdoorsman, and that's why he understands the importance of limiting your risk, sheltering your game, and protecting your assets. So whether you want to protect your hunting range, sporting club, or are a guide or outfitter, Texas Insurance and Financial Services has you covered. Property, general liability, workers' comp, auto, even foreign recovery and emergency medical for that African safari. Call Holmes Williams with Texas Insurance and Financial Services at 512-797-7600 or email him at holmes@txins.com.
Need to buy a trailer? Well, Big Tex Trailers is DFW's number one source for trailers. In addition to utility trailers, we have the largest selection of cargos anywhere. CM Cargos, Wells Cargos, Hallmark, Cargo Craft, and Pace. You want it, we got it. Come and get it. Call 972-501-0200 or go to BigTexDFW.com. That's Big Tex Trailers, tough as a Texas Longhorn.
Cable Smith here for Magnolite, a Texas-based lighting company that's been outfitting the United States military since the 1960s. Over the past decade, Magnolite has continued to support our troops, but now they have over 200 lights ideal for your hunting and fishing needs, like the 35-watt HID camouflage Go Light Striker with handheld remote. That's 15 million candle power in the palm of your hand, ideal for predator and hog hunting. They also have remote-controlled floodlights, feeder lights, and LED boat lights. So go Texan and go Magnolite. Check them out at www.magnolite.com for all your outdoor lighting needs. If you're in the market for a firearm, you need to know about STI International. Based out of Georgetown, Texas, they're 100% employee-owned and offer the best warranty and customer service in the business. STI is renowned worldwide for exceptional fit and function. The patented 2011 high-capacity system proved so successful in shooting competitions that over 80% of competitors used STI guns or pistols built on STI frames at the USPSA National Championships. To see their full line of premier pistols, visit STIguns.com or check them out on Facebook at STI Firearms. STI, the continuing evolution of the 1911.
Hi, I'm Craig Boddington. I'd like to invite you to become a member of Dallas Safari Club, one of the world's leading hunting and conservation organizations. As a member, you'll receive Game Trails magazine, a monthly newsletter, and invitations to our monthly meetings and special activities. Join Dallas Safari Club, an international organization based in Dallas, supporting hunting and conservation worldwide. For more information, call 800-9-GO-HUNT or visit our website at www.biggame.org.
Frisco Gun Club is a one-of-a-kind facility offering a luxury gun range, club, and retail pro shop, selling firearms, ammo, accessories, and apparel. With 36 handgun lanes and 4 rifle lanes, it's the largest indoor range in the country. Gunsmiths are on-site, and CHL and safety training classes are available. Frisco Gun Club is open to the public and has a variety of annual memberships from entry-level to private VIP club, complete with full bar, cigar room, and upscale dining. Call 855-FRISCO-CLUB, that's 855-FRISCO-CLUB, or visit friscogun.com. Opening summer 2013.
Hi, I'm Hank Parker, and when I'm in Texas, I'm listening to the Lone Star Outdoor Show.
Got a lot of living to do before I die. I've been singing in good time tunes. How they're gonna get me through? Stick it out if it's the last thing I
Paul Eason bringing us back on the Cabela's Lone Star Outdoors Show, powered by Chevy Silverado and, of course, Hoff Power Polaris. I'm Cable Smith. Thank you so much for letting me ride shotgun with you on this lovely Texas weekend. Whether you're out chasing sand bass or you're turkey hunting, you know, actually the North Zone opens up this weekend. I hope that you are having a great day in the outdoors. Sadly, we're about to get into some really disturbing news coming out of a hunting-rich state to the north of us. Many of you out there listening today, myself included, have been to Colorado, whether that was to hunt, ski, backpack, or just enjoy Colorado's rugged beauty. Unfortunately, last week, Colorado decided they no longer cared about the Second Amendment. And we will get into all that momentarily. But first, this segment is proudly brought to you by STI Guns, a company that supports the Second Amendment. They're Texas-based, right there out of Georgetown, and they've been making some of the world's finest pistols for over 25 years now. They've got a full line of handguns and calibers. I absolutely love my Ranger 45. It's the best handgun I've ever owned. So do what I did. Visit STIGuns.com for your next handgun purchase, and go Texan. Go STI. Well, our next guest is someone who is very well known in the outdoor community. Michael Bain is a jack of all trades, so to speak. He's not only an outdoor author, he hosts his own outdoor podcast, but he also produces and or hosts four shows on Outdoor Channel, including Shooting Gallery and Gun Stories, one of the network's top-rated shows. And anyway, many of y'all are probably aware of Mr. Bain's letter to Colorado Senator Steve King regarding the new Colorado gun laws. The letter went viral and has garnered a lot of attention. And we're going to get into the details of that letter here momentarily. But first, I do need to make it clear that the opinions expressed are those of Mr. Bain's and Mr. Bain's alone, and he is not speaking on behalf of Outdoor Channel. With that being said, it is my pleasure to welcome Michael Bain to the program.
Well, thank you very much for asking me. I'm looking forward to this.
Certainly glad to have you, Michael. And like I mentioned a minute ago, you've got a lot of irons in the fire in the outdoor industry.
My key is to never actually have a regular job.
Right.
If you're willing to work at it, as both you and I are, we can probably go our whole careers without ever actually showing up at an office.
Well, in addition to everything else, like we said, you've got four shows currently airing on Outdoor Channel. My favorite of the four, Gun Stories, one of the highest rated shows on the network.
With Joe Montagna, who he's been a wonderful host. I was talking to Joe this morning. He was talking about guns he wanted to buy. So you love it when you can find an A-level Hollywood actor, especially one with Joe's amazing talent, who is a real dedicated gun guy and who is willing to work on a show like Gun Stories and work to make it better. I mean, we've been really blessed to be able to have Joe with us, and I'm glad you like it. It's a fun show to do. You know, it's kind of a dream show. It's my producing partner and I, Tim Kremen, put the show together. We had been visiting Larry Potterfield from Midway, USA.
Thanks for your business.
Yeah, you know, thank you for your business. We're driving from Columbia to St. Louis, and I said, you know what? We really ought to go back and look at the old History Channel Tales of the Gun, and let's see if we could do a series that was correct and didn't make a lot of mistakes. And Tim said, sure. And for the next 3 years, we spent putting the show together and then pitching it, of course, the Outdoor Channel. So I actually just sent him a note that said, Joe, I'd like to offer you the host of a show, and it'll make you a pariah in Hollywood, and you won't get invited to any more A-list parties, and all your friends will desert you, and I will pay you what amounts to lunch money. and literally, within 5 or 6 hours, his manager called us up and said, for some inexplicable reason, my client wants to do your show.
Wow.
I said, great, cool. We're actually going to Europe in May, where we're going to film some Gun Stories episodes with Benelli and Beretta, and then over at maybe some of the companies in Germany. So Joe is going to be joining us on that trip, and it's going to be great. Mm. He speaks Italian, so we expect to get all the good food.
Right. Well, Michael, you currently produce all four of your shows in Colorado. You're based there. You do most of your filming in the state. But my understanding is that's all about to change. This letter that you wrote to Senator King informed him that you'll be pulling everything out of Colorado if the new gun laws passed, which they since have passed. And so now it looks like that threat has become a reality. It's just a sad situation for a state with such a rich hunting tradition.
It is very unfortunate for Colorado. I had testified before the legislature, and that letter is in essence a written version of my testimony before the legislature, that we'd hope to be able to head some of these laws off, but we failed, bottom line. And what those laws do is they create a very uncertain situation for Colorado gun owners. And, you know, as a Colorado gun owner, but more importantly, as someone who's running a business in Colorado that involves filming for shooting shows, you know, we felt in discussions with my other producers that I work with that it was no longer safe to work in Colorado.
Mm-hmm.
The risk was too high for, again, one of my attorneys who gave us legal opinions on this material defined these laws as flypaper laws. You know, they're designed to trap innocent people. You know, the more we looked at the laws and the more we worked with attorneys trying to hammer out how does one comply with a law that doesn't make sense?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, we finally decided that we can't film here. So we had over the last couple of years, we've been working to consolidate a lot of our filming in Colorado, especially specialty filming, ultra high speed photography, or two of the shows actually, Rapid Fire, which is hosted by Ian Harrison and Mike Sieglander, and The Best Defense. Both of those shows were scheduled to be filmed 100% in Colorado.
Wow.
And Rapid Fire, we've now rescheduled to Gunsight in Arizona, and The Best Defense will be filmed in Tulsa.
Hmm.
Shooting Gallery, my flagship show, which is we're just now discussing our 14th season. We had planned to do probably 60% of the filming here in Colorado, and now that's over. We've rescheduled, removed all of that filming. And again, you know, as I said in the letter, we are small potatoes compared to a lot of companies, but it's still, you know, seven figures of revenue walked out of the state.
Sure, it's a drop in the bucket, but when you add up everyone else who's since canceled plans to hunt Colorado, to fish Colorado, to ski Colorado, you know, I advise everyone out there listening, I encourage you, cancel your plans in Colorado. Don't go there. Don't give that state money. They don't deserve it. If they don't support the Second Amendment, we shouldn't support them, because money talks. That's the only way that things are going to get changed. I had plans to actually elk hunt over the counter in Colorado this coming November. That has been canceled. I have put in for the New Mexico draw, and you know what? If I don't get drawn, then I don't get to go elk hunting, but at least I'll feel good knowing I'm not giving money to a state that doesn't support the Second Amendment.
It is a moral issue. The other thing is, honestly, I mean, looking at these laws, I honestly feel that hunters are at risk. The State Department of Parks and Wildlife issued a statement that said, don't worry, hunters aren't at risk. And then they mentioned in the same statement that some of the areas of the law were murky.
Yeah.
I like that word, murky.
Right.
What I don't want is you or me or any of my friends to be the ones who get to test what those murky laws really mean.
Mm-hmm.
That's where it becomes dangerous. You know, these laws are so vaguely written, you know, so poorly thought out. I mean, again, the governor John Hickenlooper, who billed himself as a moderate, and I think all of us pretty much don't buy that, he wrote a signing statement after he signed the bills, trying to explain what they meant, and then said he was asking the attorney general of the state to tell him what the bills meant.
After he signed it.
Seemed to me that should have happened before.
Right.
The very idea that he was asking the attorney general to interpret laws that he just signed that are so vague and confusing that he wasn't exactly sure what they meant. How could you sign that?
Well, let's talk about the ludicrous nature of these new laws. First of all, any semi-automatic shotgun that can hold 8 shells.
Or pump.
Wow. Without the plug in it, my 12-gauge would hold 8 rounds, and that gun would be illegal.
Illegal. Because it can be readily converted to more than 8 rounds.
Exactly. What about a 15-round magazine?
Illegal. That's 15-round is the maximum number of the magazines you can that a magazine can hold. But any magazine that can be readily converted to greater than 15 rounds, illegal.
Wow. And that includes, you know, just about every modern-day pistol.
essentially, yeah, any magazine with a replaceable base pad, which is every modern pistol magazine, illegal. And that was brought up during the testimony. Some of the Republicans said, is this what you intended, to make illegal every pistol magazine in Colorado? And they said, yes.
Wow.
These are not accidents. And we still are not sure of the full consequence of the laws. But a key point, and we should say this right out, is there is a grandfather provision. And that grandfather provision says if you own the magazine prior to 1 July, and it applies in-state, out-of-state, anybody. If you own it prior to 1 July and you assert, you say that you owned it prior to that, then you can have it. Unfortunately, the law also says you have to say that in front of a judge.
Mm-hmm.
And that means you can be arrested. You know, you can be taken in, booked in. You're going to hire a criminal attorney because you would be crazy not to. You're going to have bail posted. You're going to come out. You're eventually going to go before a judge. And the judge is going to say, what's your defense? And you're going to say, well, I owned that magazine prior to 1 July. So he goes, okay, dismissed. Well, you've gone to jail. You now have a record, and there's a disposition. But interesting thing, in Colorado, the Colorado Bureau of Investigation, who vets us on the 4473 forms we all sign to get a firearm,
mm-hmm.
They only record arrests. They don't record disposition of case. So even though your case has been thrown out, for the rest of your life, every time you apply for a firearm, you're going to have to provide proof that your case was thrown out.
Wow.
Just as another little annoyance for the rest of your life. And one of the things that I discovered about the Denver municipality areas, the municipalities around Denver.
And just for the record here, you know, you're an authority on the subject because you actually hired attorneys to decipher these laws because, in you know, the layman, they have no idea what they mean.
But attorneys their career is knowing what laws mean and to argue those laws in front of courts. So when we first got the drafts of the laws, we took them to, as it happens, I live with an attorney. And she read them, and she said, I think we need to go outside. These laws scare me. So we went to two attorneys who specialize in firearms, Second Amendment issues. One's a transactional attorney who doesn't go to court to argue criminal cases. The other one is a criminal attorney specializing in Second Amendment and firearms issues. Is an expert on Colorado firearms law and is recommended by the Second Amendment Foundation.
Uh-huh.
And we gave both of those attorneys the laws and said, we need you to tell us what they say and what the implications are.
Right.
And they came back and said, these laws are scary.
And tell us about how Denver plans to enforce these laws.
Denver, and the way I know this from Denver is I asked the city attorney, the assistant city attorney, and he said, any gun seized in the Denver area for cause is not returned, no matter what. Even if your case is thrown out by the judge, Denver essentially has said, well, darn it, we confiscated the gun because a law was broken. That's for cause. The fact that your case was thrown out by the judge, that doesn't matter to us. You know, our interest in you ends after we remand you to the court. So when you come back and you say, you know, I'd like my Glock back. They're like, really? Thank you. Goodbye. No. I do know for a fact that was what the assistant attorney in Denver told me,
mm-hmm.
and he's the person in charge of those laws. And I do know that Denver has done exactly that.
Right.
Seized firearms and then refused to return them on the grounds that even though the case was this was involving carry prior to shall issue in Colorado, Denver's policy was to seize, you know, arrest anybody concealed carrying, seize the firearm, make them go to court. The affirmative defense is they had a permit from elsewhere in the state. The case was kicked out of court, and Denver kept the gun.
Wow. I just can't believe this is happening to legal firearm owners here in this country. It's absolutely mind-blowing. We do have to work in a quick break, Michael, but still have some more stuff I want to get into. Can you stick around for another segment?
Yes, I can.
Perfect. Well, we definitely need to get into how exactly this could happen in a pro-hunting, pro-gun state like Colorado. And folks might be surprised to find out just how Colorado was actually bought. I mean, this was not something that the good people of Colorado wanted or pushed for. but actually came from an agenda forced on them from out of state. And if the liberals can push this agenda in Colorado, they won't hesitate to try and do it elsewhere. And we all need to be ready for that, as our Second Amendment rights are continually under fire. So we'll be right back with more from Outdoor Channel host and producer Michael Bain. You're listening to the Cabela's Lone Star Outdoor Show.
I'm gonna build me a boat.
Chevy Silverado is the most dependable, longest-lasting, full-size pickup on the road, and that's just what you'd expect from your truck, the Chevy Silverado. From worksite to home front, dependability, based on longevity, 1981 through July 2012, full-size pickup registrations. BioBore EB is the premier gasoline additive that combats the negative effects ethanol has on an engine. Its comprehensive formula is designed to protect marine engines and marine environments, yet also works great in all 2- and 4-stroke engines. It prevents phase separation and ethanol-related engine problems while stabilizing fuel for 18 months. BioBore's detergents also clean the entire fuel system of carbon and varnishes. BioBore EB has the best treat rate in the industry. 1 ounce treats an amazing 15 gallons of gas. Available at your local sporting goods store or visit BioBore.com today.
Cinnamon Creek Ranch is not your typical archery club. It's a one-of-a-kind archery facility with indoor and outdoor ranges, a full pro shop, and 6 different 3D courses. Cinnamon Creek was designed by hunters for hunters, located on 80 acres in Roanoke, Texas, and offering over 200 3D targets to shoot at. This one-of-a-kind event facility was designed with the bow hunter in mind. Call 817-439-8998 or visit us at CinnamonCreekRanch.com. That's CinnamonCreekRanch.com.
Howdy folks, I'm Lee Hoffbauer for Hoffbauer's Outdoor Superstore in Gulfway, Texas. We hope you love listening to the Lone Star Outdoor Show, because we do, and we're proud to be a title sponsor. Now listen up, we here at Hoffbauer Outdoor Superstore have got some great deals for you folks that love the great outdoors. Whether you're needing a brand new Polaris ATV or maybe a Polaris Ranger to ride around, check your deer feeders, get to and from the deer blind, maybe to get you down to the dove patch, whatever your needs are, we can fix you up with a brand new Polaris today. Now we're also a New Holland tractor and equipment dealer. Now I'm just speculating, but maybe you need a new tractor and shredder to shred around your deer blinds, maybe clean up around deer camp, or maybe even shred a few lanes in the old sunflower patch. Now, we've got lots more than just Polaris and New Holland, so come check us out today, Hoffbauer's Outdoor Superstore in Gulfway, Texas. You can check us out on the web at hpolaris.com. Better yet, just come see us. Highway 84 West in Gulfway, Texas, and in Central Texas for over 48 years now. And folks, we couldn't have stuck around this long. We were steering you wrong.
I felt the lights on the big, big stages, a fire burning in my soul. I had those nights where my guitar was raging. It's not something you control, little darling. It's not something you control.
All right. Beauty Way is the name of that one. Great tune there from Mr. Ray Wiley Hubbard, bringing us back on the Cabela's Lone Star Outdoor Show, powered by Hawk Power Polaris and Chevy Silverado. I'm Cable Smith, thrilled to be here talking hunting, fishing, and the Second Amendment with my fellow Texas brothers and sisters this morning. This segment of the program proudly brought to you by Cabela's, the world's foremost outfitter. Stop in to experience legendary selection and service. Let expert outfitters show you all the newest hunting, fishing, and camping gear, as well as the best and authentic outdoor apparel and footwear at tough-to-beat prices, and get free shipping when you shop online and ship your order to one of Cabela's 3 great Texas locations. Cabela's, world's foremost outfitter. Well, let's go ahead and pick it back up with outdoor television host and producer Michael Bain, who currently has 4 shows airing on Outdoor Channel, including the hit show Gun Stories. If you're just joining us, you know, there's big news that came out of Colorado last week, and it's unfortunate because so many of us Texans enjoy hunting, hiking, skiing, fishing, camping, backpacking, you name it. I mean, Colorado has it all. It's a wonderful state. Unfortunately, though, these new gun laws have caused Michael and many other companies to decide to uproot and move their operation elsewhere. And to really voice his displeasure with the new laws, Michael wrote Colorado Senator Steve King a letter 2 weeks ago that has since gone viral. It's all over the internet. And I'm going to go ahead and read a quick excerpt here, Michael, where you actually say, quote, "The message we will take to our viewers and listeners is that these proposed laws are so dangerous to hunters and any other person, be she a fisherman or skier, who brings a handgun into the state for self-defense, that we cannot recommend hunting, fishing, or visiting Colorado. We reach millions of people, and quite frankly, we have the credibility the Colorado government officials can no longer match. Colorado Division of Wildlife is already running ads to bring more out-of-state hunters to Colorado in light of the flood of negative publicity about these proposed laws. I can assure you those ads will fail. We estimate that as many as 25% to 30% of out-of-state hunters will desert Colorado in the next 18 to 24 months. And, Michael, I mean, I think you hit the nail on the head, man. I'm not going to be spending any money in Colorado, and sadly, I encourage our listeners to do the same. I think it's really our only chance to help get these laws overturned. And it's unfortunate, but dollars seems to be the only language that politicians speak these days. So I think a loss of about $1.7 billion annually that comes from skiing, hunting, and tourism would really make them think twice about ramrodding this type of legislation down folks' throats.
That's the only thing they understand is money.
Yes, indeed. And, you know, hunting alone accounted for an $800 million industry in Colorado in 2012, according to the NSSF, as you reference in your letter.
Hunting is a huge industry in Colorado. And it I believe it's second only to overall tourism in terms of its economic impact in Colorado. Mm-hmm. And especially when you get out of the Front Range, you know, and you get into western Colorado and northern Colorado, there are towns who literally their whole existence is based on the hunting season, you know, and elk and muley. And it to me, I hate that you have to say, well, okay, you know, somebody said to me, do you understand that friends of yours are going to be hurt by your position? And I said, how can we stand by and let a state pass what amounts to draconian anti-gun laws in the face of literally hundreds of thousands of people protesting and not do anything and then say, okay, no harm, no foul? Mm-hmm. You know, it cost me money to pull my production out of here.
A lot of money.
And I, you know, believe me, you know, the last thing you want to do in television production is run up your costs because they're already high.
Right.
But I mean, I look at a company like Magpul, who of course makes magazines, makes some of the finest AR magazines in the world, a major government supplier. And Magpul said, we're pulling out of the state if you pass these laws. And essentially the state said, okay, we'll write you an exception. And Magpul said, that's not an honorable thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, from our standpoint, you know, you've put us in a situation where we are now being forced to make a decision on morals and honor, and we are pulling out of the state. And basically the strangest thing to me, I got to say, is I'm in the state house, I'm listening to all this stuff, and when Magpul talked about honor and morals, the Democrats seemed puzzled.
Yeah.
I mean, literally, they're sitting there at one point, one senator stood up and said, I don't understand your point.
Wow.
And you know, the CEO of Magpul said, what on earth don't you understand? I mean, that was an amazing, but you know, Magpul is probably taking with their suppliers as much as $200 million out of the Colorado economy.
Right.
And we're just getting over the recession. I mean, it's not as if this economy is really booming here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're just kind of stumbling out of the recession. And I, the only way to affect the government, I think, here is we're in a situation where it's no secret that Michael Bloomberg and Mayors Against Illegal Guns 100% funded this effort in Colorado.
Mm-hmm.
So one rich billionaire decided to buy the state of Colorado.
Uh-huh. And during the break, you mentioned that Colorado essentially was being used as a test state to gauge whether or not the liberals could, in fact, buy a state's stance on the Second Amendment.
And I think that's absolutely the truth. We were the test run. Bloomberg provided the laws. The laws were not written in Colorado. The people who introduced the laws, the senators and representatives who sponsored the bills, could not answer questions about them because, quite frankly, they had no idea what was in them. We had four Bloomberg-paid lobbyists full-time in Colorado for the last 3 months, 4 months. So Bloomberg's paid their way. During the testimony on these bills, the people who spoke in favor of the bills, almost to a person, had been flown in by Bloomberg. In some cases, the organizations were fake. Like, for example, one organization that testified repeatedly was Hunters Against Semi-Auto Rifles. And oddly enough, that doesn't appear to be a real group. And yet, in one case, they had four members of their group testify. And this was to the state Senate. And you know, when one of the Republican senators asked these Hunters Against Semi-Automatic Rifles how many members were in their group, they're like, well, we're really growing. You really don't exist. And we Googled them. They didn't show up.
Wow.
And essentially, it was a fake group. I mean, as a hunter, I mean, how do you be against semi-automatic rifles? I mean, it isn't that they haven't been around for a long time.
Exactly.
You know, my father hunted with a semi-auto Remington back when I was a kid in Tennessee. And I believe that this is a model. And quite frankly, I mean, no matter where you are, this is a model that can be introduced in your state.
Oh, yeah.
Because, I mean, before these laws, I mean, if you'd have asked me, I'd have told you Colorado was a hardcore gun state. You know, we have concealed carry. We have open carry. Hunting is one of the major industries in the state of Colorado. I mean, it's one of the most active states for shooting competitions. You know, at some point, you look at that and you go, like, how could this happen to us?
Yeah.
And if it happened to us, you know, can it happen to somebody else? And I would say yes.
Oh, I agree wholeheartedly. And that's why it bothers me so much. The number of apathetic Texans out there who just say, oh, that's Colorado, or, oh, that's New York. That doesn't affect me. Well, let me tell you something. A victory for the left is a victory for the left. We're all still Americans. And, you know, if they can smell blood, they're like sharks. They're circling. And right now, Bloomberg and his constituents are all throwing a massive party because they know if they can get this passed in Colorado and people don't stand up and get it reversed, then little by little, inch by inch, they will force their agenda on the rest of us.
We saw that here at and sometimes I think of it as, I've got to say, almost a breathtaking level. For example, you know, a friend of mine who owns a gun store specializing in black rifles.
Mm-hmm.
You know, over dinner one night, he goes, so do you think this is going to have any effect on me? I'm like, dude, I think it's going to put you out of business.
Yeah.
And he, you know, he it stopped him dead. And he goes, you're not serious, are you? I said, oh, I think you better get to your attorney tomorrow morning. Because, I mean, you know, how are you going to sell magazines? You can't. You know, after 1 July, you can't sell them.
Yeah.
And he goes, well, I'll just transfer them. I'm like, can you? The law prevents transfer. I said, so, you know, you're going to have to move your product out of your store before 1 July. But I talked to other people, and they're like, well, I think the thing that frustrates me the most, and I'm sure you've seen this yourself, I know you have, that little condescending speak, you know, of oh, Michael, is it really that bad?
Yeah.
And it's like, I don't know. But I know that you know, our rights were infringed on at a huge level. And, you know, we mobilized a lot of people, and we couldn't stop it. It's unfortunate to me. I had one outfitter call me up, and he goes, I did a couple of $1 million worth of business in Colorado last year, and I really don't see that this is a problem for me. Do you? I said, I'll send you the attorney's opinions. I said, but you tell me if, once again, I mean, I hate to bring up the phrase honor since some people don't seem to get it, but is it honorable for you to put a client at risk? Mm-hmm. And he's like, ouch. I said, well, ouch is fair. Do you reward bad behavior? You know, when your kid screams and yells and throws things, do you give your kid, you know, extra allowance in a new Xbox game? And I think a lot of the country is looking at Colorado to see what happens, like in 2014. You know, if we don't make these people pay for what they did to us, you're going to see this thing rolled into every single state.
You know, Michael, I'm not going to lie. We are very proud of ourselves down here in Texas as far as, you know, our heritage, who we are. We think our state's the best, and, you know, I'm not going to lie. I think it is the best. I know it's the best state out there. But a lot of times we have this mindset of, man, we're on an island down here in Texas, and nothing else really affects us. But like we said, man, this is some pretty scary stuff. And for those just tuning in, Colorado just passed laws making any shotgun that can hold more than 8 rounds illegal. Any gun of any kind that can hold more than 15 rounds or can be converted to hold more than 15 rounds is illegal. That includes your standard handgun. Every make and model pretty much in today's market can be converted to hold a 15 or more round magazine. So, you know, I'm not saying that this type of legislation could be forced upon us in Texas tomorrow or anytime soon, but it got passed in Colorado, and my friends, the floodgates have opened.
Yeah, it's you know, we've always thought, and that our ability to turn out people, because you know we are a loud majority, that's what protected us. That we're a loud majority, and we'll get out there and we will fight. We've always thought that was our strength. And essentially, this new model, this new Bloomberg model, simply says ignore those people.
Mm-hmm.
Ignore them. Once you ram the laws in, after a while they'll get used to them and shut up.
Yeah.
And you know, I got to say, I mean, they rammed it through that way here. My understanding is that there's a push in Florida, which is a very pro-gun. You know, I used to live in Florida, a very pro-gun state. But it's exactly the same stuff. They say, well, it's a universal background check. Who could be against a universal background check? Except that universal background check redefines the concept of transfer, where it's no transfer of ownership. It's now transfer of physical possession. The laws are full of things like that to trap you, to flypaper you.
Exactly. It'll only affect you and me and do nothing to deter criminals and psychopaths.
Everybody said nobody. You know, the amazing thing is literally the people pushing these laws agreed that they would do no good. The Democratic president of the Senate, John Morris, who was in law enforcement, actually did an interview where he said, no, none of these laws will have any effect on criminals whatsoever. But they signed them.
Yeah. Exactly. Well, Michael, back to your letter to Senator King that has gone viral on the internet. You know, this can't be an easy thing for you. Colorado's your home, and here you are advising people that they need to boycott the entire state.
It breaks my heart. I mean, I love Colorado.
And it really stinks because the people that are going to be hurt, you know, in the short term are independent business owners, guides, outfitters, mom and pop gun shops, you know, people like that, much like yourself and I. And it absolutely sucks. It really does. But hopefully it will only be a short-term thing, and we'll get these idiots voted out in 2014 and be back on track.
Well, I think it is our only hope. Is we in Colorado, we have to deliver a message in 2014 in the next elections, you know, that Michael Bloomberg can't buy a state.
Mm-hmm.
That in the long run, we will get you out. We will drive you out of office. Because if we can't deliver that message, you know, that sets us up for the next round. Hey, you know, like you saw in New York. Well, you had 10 rounds. Let's go to 7.
Mm-hmm.
Once you open that door, and you let them say, okay, we're just gonna, you know, a lot of people have said to me, and this goes back to that apathy issue you so aptly brought up. They said, well, we're not gonna pay any attention to these laws. So I get that, but the fact is that sooner or later somebody pays.
Mm-hmm.
And it's easy to say, well, it doesn't touch me. I mean, I had a competition shooter say, what difference does it make to me? I got like 50 high cap magazines for my competition pistol. So, well, the first time your butt gets hauled to jail and you have to bond yourself out, perhaps then you will understand what it has to do with you.
Yeah.
The big Ruger Rimfire Challenge World Championships, which were in Colorado, were pulled and rescheduled. They'll be moved to another state. Because it's just the risk hangs over you.
Mm-hmm. Well, hey, Michael, in closing here, I just want to reference your letter to Senator King one more time where you mentioned that within the next 18 to 24 months, you predict at least one-third of all out-of-state hunters will cancel their plans to hunt Colorado. And, you know, you're talking about between $250 to $300 million a year being sucked right out of Colorado's economy just like that.
I think that's a valid number because I, you know, since that letter went viral, amazingly, I've received thousands of responses, and all of them are that we need to make these people pay. And some in some cases, they're from small outfitters in Colorado who said, you know, heaven help us all, but this is what has to be done. There was a time when you could really separate, quote unquote, shooters from hunters. But I believe that time has passed. Mm-hmm. You know, I think we now all understand that we're in the lifeboat together. And I think that, you know, when you look around the country, you see people, whether it's shooters or hunters, or like I say, I mean, I have so many friends who come out here to ski, and most of them bring a concealed carry weapon, you know, personal protection weapon. Mm-hmm. And you know, they're like, you know, one guy said, he goes, hey, you know, what the heck, this season, next season, upcoming season, I think I'll go to Park City in Utah.
Yep.
Because Utah doesn't have any problems with my Glock. And I said, that's a smart thing to do. And, you know, if Colorado feels the pain, and I think judging by the fact that Colorado Parks and Wildlife is frantically doing interviews with anybody who'll do them about how, don't worry, everything's perfect, just murky, it seems to me to be almost an act of desperation.
It tells me all I need to know.
Yeah, it's like, please, spend money here and spend some time in our lovely jails.
What a mess, my friend. I mean, gosh, this sucks. And I know, like you said, you've pulled production completely out of Colorado. So what's next for you guys?
It's gone. Yeah, we're not producing anything else in the state. Okay. That is all canceled and rescheduled. And good question. I mean, we're all still centered. I'm still living in Colorado. I made a decision. And the same decision, my two of my producers are in Colorado, one is in Oklahoma. But we made the decision to stay in Colorado till 2014 and fight. Because, I mean, I moved to Colorado to get away from these laws, more onerous laws in other states. So at some point, you're like, where do you, you know, yeah, I could move to Arizona, you know, or I could move to Texas, certainly. I feel like I really need to see this through at least till 2014. They're painful discussions to have about a place you love, about leaving a place you love.
No doubt, my friend. I mean, obviously, I love Texas with all my heart, and I would never leave the state. But New Mexico and Colorado are also very special to me, and it's a sad situation. You know, you fight the good fight, and hopefully we can get this thing turned around. We just got to stick together.
Well, hopefully it'll come back. I mean,
yeah,
that's more than anything else, I hope it'll come back.
Well, you know that I'm in your corner. I encourage our listeners to do the same, as painful as it is to boycott a place that we love to visit. It is what it is. But, hey, don't be a stranger. Keep us abreast of how things are progressing.
Well, I will do that, and now I got to go pack guns for a filming trip to Florida.
And we'll be looking forward to watching that on Outdoor Channel.
Excellent. Thank you so much for inviting me.
Take care, Michael.
Bye-bye.
So there he goes, Mr. Michael Bain, the producer of four shows on Outdoor Channel, including Gun Stories, one of my favorites, hosted by Tony Montaigne. Let's knock out a quick break. When we come back, we'll talk some bass fishing with my good friend John McClure. He's on the board of directors for the Lake Fork Classic, a great bass fishing tournament coming up in April that benefits Camp John Mark. It's fishing for a great cause. Lots of kiddos benefit from this tournament every year. And we'll tell you all about it coming up after the break, only on the Cabela's Lone Star Outdoors Show.
You ride a black tornado across the western sky, rope an old blue norther and milk it till it's dry. Bulldog the Mississippi and its ears down flat. Long before you take this cowboy's hat.
Frisco Gun Club is a one-of-a-kind facility offering a luxury gun range, club, and retail pro shop, selling firearms, ammo, accessories, and apparel. With 36 handgun lanes and 4 rifle lanes, it's the largest indoor range in the country. Gunsmiths are on-site, and CHL and safety training classes are available. Frisco Gun Club is open to the public and has a variety of annual memberships from entry-level to private VIP club, complete with full bar, cigar room, and upscale dining. Call 855-FRISCO-CLUB, that's 855-FRISCO-CLUB, or visit friscogun.com. Opening summer 2013.
Need to buy a trailer? Well, Big Tex Trailers is DFW's number one source for trailers. In addition to utility trailers, we have the largest selection of cargos anywhere. CM Cargos, Wells Cargos, Hallmark, Cargo Craft, and Pace. You want it, we got it. Come and get it. Call 972-501-0200 or go to BigTexDFW.com. That's Big Tex Trailers, tough as a Texas Longhorn.
Did you know there's a bank that will pay you to be its customer? That's right. Lone Star Ag Credit is a cooperative, and since it's owned by its stockholders, pays millions in dividends each year. That's free money to every borrower. Lone Star Ag Credit serves people all over Northeast Texas, assuring you competitive interest rates on real estate loans, rural home loans, livestock and farm and ranch loans. Contact Lone Star Ag Credit today at 800-530-1252 or on the web at LoneStarAgCredit.com. Equal housing lender.
Hey y'all, Cable Smith here for Tioga Retrievers. As bird hunters, we expect the most out of our gun dogs. And that's why I sent my sweet girl Belle to Angie and Tim Becker at Tioga Retrievers. Not only were her manners and obedience spot on in the blind and in the field, but Belle picked up over 200 birds in her first season. So whether you want a well-rounded hunting dog or just a well-mannered companion for the home, Tioga Retrievers has you covered. Located in Aubrey, Texas, visit TiogaRetrievers.com. That's T-I-O-G-A Retrievers.com.
Coons Canyon Ranch in Rock Springs, Texas specializes in exotics such as axis deer and black buck. Coons Canyon offers quality animals at a price the working man can afford. Right now, save 10% on any package of multiple animals. Military personnel, police, and firefighters also get 10% off. Lodging is available upon request, as are other exotic species. Visit CoonsCanyonRanch.com for your next exotic trophy hunt. That's CoonsCanyonRanch.com.
Chevy Silverado is the most dependable, longest-lasting, full-size pickup on the road, and that's just what you'd expect from your truck, the Chevy Silverado. From worksite to home front, dependability, based on longevity, 1981 through July 2012, full-size pickup registrations.
Howdy Outdoors fans, Michael Curvey, Internet Manager at Graff Chevrolet. We're proud to be the official dealership of the Lone Star Radio Show. We have a large selection of new Chevys starting at just $12,999. Lowest overhead means lowest price in North Texas. We'll beat any price on a new Chevy guaranteed. Drive a little, save a lot. Chevys are cheaper in Grand Prairie. Call 800-560-3518 or shop online 24/7 at GraffChevrolet.com. Graff Chevrolet, serving Texas outdoors fans since 1952. Chevy runs deep.
Hello, everybody. I'm Bill Dance, and you're listening to the Lone... Now, let's do it again.
Okay.
Hello, everybody. I'm Bill Dance, and you're listening to the Lone Star Outdoor Show.
In a small town, southern man, like his daddy's daddy before him, brought up working on the land.
Cable Smith welcoming everybody back to the Cabela's Lone Star Outdoor Show, powered by Hawk Power Polaris and Chevy Silverado. We're about to talk some bass fishing here. But real quick, I want to remind everybody about the Pope and Young Club's biannual convention. It's coming to Texas April 10th through the 13th. Pope and Young Club, by the way, has been keeping North American bow hunting records since 1957. And we are thrilled to have this one-of-a-kind event celebrating North American bow hunting coming to Dallas, Texas April 10th through the 13th. It's taking place at the Anatole Hotel. Visit pope-young.org for more information, and hopefully I look forward to seeing you out there. Well, before we bring on our next guest, I want to give all the anglers out there my tip of the week, and that is the sand bass run is in full swing. Easy limits can be had all over the state in 4 to 5 feet of water on live minnows and jig and bobbers. So head down to the local creek flowing out of your closest reservoir, and take advantage of our awesome spring sand bass run here in the Lone Star State. Well, moving right along here, let's go ahead and talk some largemouth bass. We've got a board member from the Lake Fork Classic on the line. He's a longtime friend of the show, and here to tell us all about this year's tournament It is my pleasure to welcome John McClure back to the program.
Yeah, Cable, thanks for having us. I know you had us on last year, and you know it's a great opportunity to be together with you again.
We are certainly glad to have you, and we are thrilled about this year's upcoming tournament taking place on April 27th on my favorite bass fishing lake. You know, John, they've already pulled 5 Sharelunkers out of Fork this season.
Yeah, you know, it's been a good early year for them so far, and we're excited. Hopefully we can pull out another couple in the next month.
So tell us a little bit about this year's tournament, John. I know that you've added a new twist and that one of my favorite Texas country artists, Jared Medulla, will actually be a part of the weekend festivities.
Yeah, we're really excited about the addition, you know, we made to the tournament this year. And Jared Medulla is a good friend of mine, and he's been involved in helping children out before with disabilities. And so he was really gracious enough to come play our show this year. But the Lake Fork Classic, as we've mentioned before on your show, is a fishing tournament devoted to raising money for our good friends at Camp John Mark. And Camp John Mark partners with the community and health professionals and organizations to provide high-quality camping experiences year-round to young campers who have a chronic illness or a physical disability. So some of the illnesses and disabilities include childhood cancer, muscular dystrophy, kidney disease. One of the things I really like about the camp is it's a week-long camp for kids of the same disability. So, for instance, at the beginning of this next month in April, they have a camp they call Camp Phoenix for campers who have been in a traumatic accident and will only be families with those disabilities for that week. So, you know, you get kids of like-minded disabilities and illnesses there, and they feel comfortable around each other, and they get a chance to be out in the great outdoors that we all love and appreciate.
Well, you know, I'm a big fan of getting kiddos involved in the outdoors, even more so with ones who are facing these health problems and physical challenges. John, how much money did the Lake Fork Classic raise for Camp John Mark last spring?
Last year, we were able to cut Camp John Mark a check for $13,000 just
awesome.
From our fishing tournament alone.
Uh-huh.
So it was really great, and you know, hopefully we'll be able to do more for them this year. We had about 120 fishermen last year. And due to our sponsors and the number of fishermen we have, we were able to make that check out to Camp John Mark last year.
Awesome. And, yeah, most of the money, of course, comes from the anglers' entry fees. But you guys also do quite well with your raffle. Y'all have lots of sponsors that donate some great prizes.
We do. As you said earlier, this year's tournament takes place on April 27th. For the top 3 places, we're going to give out $4,000 in cash and prizes. The entry fee is $75 per fisherman, so you can load up the boat, and it's not a team event. It's a biggest fish per fisherman event.
Mm-hmm.
$75 includes a Lake Fork goodie bag, dinner on Saturday night, and admission to, as you said earlier, Jared Medulla playing live. So without this, you know, none of this could be possible without our great sponsors, including Dallas Safari Club, Coastal Conservation Association, Skeeter Boats, Bass Pro Shops, and many others. So we're actively out looking right now for more sponsorships, as that is the major driver behind the funds behind this tournament. So, you know, you can reach us at lakeforkclassic.com to register for the tournament and to get in touch with us on behalf of sponsorships.
And, John, y'all are also on Facebook, and I follow you on Twitter.
Yeah, we're on there at Lake Fork Classic on Twitter and Lake Fork Classic, Inc., on Facebook.
Well, hey, brother, we are looking forward to a great tournament. Lots of awesome camaraderie and cutting up is, of course, associated with that weekend. But y'all get out there and go fishing for a great cause. I guarantee you it is well worth it.
Well, thanks for having us on, Cable. And once again, you can find us at lakeforkclassic.com.
All right, John, we will talk to you soon, bud.
Thanks.
So there he goes, our good friend John McClure, with my favorite fishing tournament, the Lake Fork Classic, of course, benefiting the kids of Camp John Mark. Unfortunately, we are out of time for today. I know it was a very politically driven show with all the stuff going on in Colorado. We'll get back into more just basic hunting and fishing stuff next week, and it'll be highlighted by the great Clay Walker, Texas boy who happened to make it in Nashville, but he is an avid outdoorsman and also the host of Texas Trophy Hunter TV. So we'll talk some music and, of course, a lot of hunting with Clay. So be looking forward to that. Thanks to all of our sponsors for making this show possible. Thanks to you, the listener, for being a part of the Cabela's Lone Star Outdoor Show. Until next time, here's a little Jared Medulla taking us on home. I'm Cable Smith saying, y'all have a great week in the outdoors.
And now to wake up with my sheets soaking wet and a freight train running through the middle of my head and we cool my desire. I'm on fire. Ooh, I'm on fire. Yeah.
It's time to shoot for the stars again with the State Fair of Texas. Every year, the State Fair awards thousands of dollars in scholarships to Dallas area students as well as rural youth across the state. The 4th annual Shooting for the Stars Sporting Clay Shoot is an integral part of raising scholarships for these youth. Join us April 26th at the Dallas Gun Club. Teams and sponsorships are still available at bigtex.com under livestock or email us at auction@bigtex.com.
Ben Lofton Fencing is Texas' premier fencing company. They apply a design it right, build it right the first time mindset to all projects. And with 15 plus years experience, there's no job they won't tackle. Ben Lofton Fencing specializes in deer and exotic game fences, breeder and handling facilities, water gaps, as well as farm and ranch fences and corrals and working pens. Better Business Bureau certified, they offer the quality and personal service you expect. So for your next fencing project, go Texan and call Mr. Lofton himself at 254-709-1320 or visit benloftonfencing.com. Do you have a hog problem at your ranch or deer lease? We have the solution. The System Hog Trap comes in two sizes, 17-foot and 30-foot diameter traps. After you trap the hogs, take the top section off the trap and use it for another feeder site to keep the hogs away from the feeder. The System is both a trap and a deer food plot fence. That way you don't waste your money on just a hog trap. Call 940-391-3669 or visit www.goinfencing.com. That's goinfencing.com.
Hey everybody, this is Brian Spagnuolo from TexasMotorCars.com. I'm here today to tell you about the best place in Texas to shop for your next vehicle. TexasMotorCars.com is a family-owned and operated business located in Addison, Texas. We have a huge inventory of pre-owned vehicles and specialize in trucks and SUVs. Please visit TexasMotorCars.com today. Come see me, Brian Spagnuolo. Our phone number is 972-481-1660.
2011 Z521 Ranger boat with a 250 Pro XS Mercury motor. Falcon rods, Lowrance electronics, and Lake Fork trophy lures are just a few of the perks you'll enjoy when fishing with Lake Fork fishing guide Heath Hardwick. Customer service is Heath's primary goal. Well, that and putting you on the fish of a lifetime at the legendary Lake Fork, Heath has built his business on integrity. His passion is bass fishing, and he loves sharing a lifetime of knowledge with all of his customers. So call Heath Hardwick at 903-440-2358 or visit him at heathhardwick.com. That's Heath Hardwick.
The new Bobcat utility vehicle is here at Bobcat of Dallas and Fort Worth, and it's hungry. Get ready to work like an animal and love it. Powerful, ultra-comfortable, and sure-footed, this lineup of vehicles delivers legendary Bobcat performance, so you can sink your teeth into a wide range of jobs. With twice the horsepower, 1,850 pounds of payload capacity, and four-wheel independent suspension, you will love it. Stop in at Bobcat of Dallas and Fort Worth to see for yourself.